And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to a very busy, a very empty San Diego Landis in Point Loma. And we have a great guest here, Jim Hendricks from Saltwater Sportsman, Sport Fishing Magazine, Boating Magazine, and CCA California. This guy fishes, and he fishes hard, and he knows his stuff. You stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of information for you on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone, so Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a pro-power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few, it's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, today's going to be a great show. You want to talk about a guy that covers it all. We haven't got a chance to sit down with Jim in a long time. Today's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Great to see you, Jim.
It's great to be here. Yeah. Right? It's been a long time, but I'm more than happy to be here and talk to you guys and tell you all about all the cool things that CCA California is doing today.
Well, thanks for coming down on a Memorial Day weekend. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Hope everybody stays safe and, of course, remembers why Memorial Day exists, of course, to remember the people that gave their lives for our freedom. For
absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, Jim, you're a busy guy. Tell us about tell us about what you do.
Yeah. You wear a lot of hats.
I do. I'm a West Coast editor for three magazines, Saltwater Sportsman, Sport Fishing, and Boating Magazine. I keep busy writing stories for all our media channels. We have print magazines, we have websites, we have social media channels, we have TV shows. Sport Fishing Television is one of our TV shows. We do all kinds of fun things. And made, I love it. You know, it's right down my alley, right in my wheelhouse. I love fishing. I love writing about fishing in that order, basically.
Yeah. And you fished two times this week.
I did. I fished on Sunday with Captain Benny Florentino. Had a great time.
Coastal Charters.
We were out there at San Clemente Island on a great weather day. Yeah. When we caught up that big calicos, I hooked one yellowtail on a weedless swim bait, but he didn't stick. But he followed it back.
Wow.
That's how I knew. And then yesterday went out with my buddy Joey Owens, and we went out rock fishing, you know, local rock fishing out of Long Beach. That's where I live, in the Long Beach area. And we had challenging weather conditions, but we caught some rockfish. We put together a nice limit of reds, and we threw in a few other species in there.
Sweet.
And we released some big chunky sand bass. It was fun. It was a fun day. And I was pleased that we were able to catch fish, even though we had a big old lump coming down out of the west.
Yeah.
But that was fun. I have my own boat. I have a 21-foot Cabo 216. We have a lot of fun fishing on that boat. My boys,
great boat.
All three of my boys grew up fishing on that boat. It's 37 years old.
37 years old?
It is, yeah. I think I had it last time I came and saw you.
Yeah, it's classic.
That's such
yeah.
a unique boat, and you being a boat writer that writes about boats, it's surprising to me that exact design in 30, you know, however many years it's been since that boat hasn't been made, hasn't ever really been copied.
No. You know, what the cool thing is, it's a 21-and-a-half-foot boat, and it has a cabin with 2 6-foot bunks in there, and a walk-around design, so you can fight a yellowtail all the way around the boat.
It's a true, whatever you call it, you know, center console, walk-around style, but it fits on a trailer easy. You could take it to Baja. It's not so big that it costs a bunch to run. Like,
yeah.
Kind of can do everything.
Yeah, I get 3 miles to the gallon running
really?
Around. Yeah, I figure I have 200-horsepower Suzuki on the back, and we have a lot of fun on that boat.
Wow.
I'm also the marine electronics editor for Saltwater Sportsman, and so that gives me privy to testing all kinds of new marine electronics, fish finders, radars, night vision cameras, stereos.
You gotta have it all equipped. So what are the hot electronics now?
Yeah,
what are you putting on your boat and testing?
And things have got to change so much, you know, as technology gets better and better and better. Like that's got to be an industry that's just forever changing.
There are so many new things out on the market. It's a tough beat to cover
because
things change so quickly. But I think one of the hottest electronics I have on the boat is a night vision camera from Psionics, the Psionics Nightwave D1. I was skeptical. I went into the test because on my boat I'm running out 30 miles, to go Dorado fishing or from the Long Beach.
Right.
So I was kind of skeptical. I thought we were going to be bouncing around a lot, not being able to see the picture because it broadcasts right onto the MFD, the multifunction display.
Mm-hmm.
And pleasingly, it did not bounce around. It has a very kind of smooth motion. So in addition to the radar and the chart plotter and the AIS, all of which I have on my boat, I've got this night vision. So I can, if anybody gets nervous, I say, well, look on the screen. You can see what's out ahead of the boat.
Wow.
And it's not thermal. It is light amplification. It's relatively inexpensive compared to what we have. Had in the past.
Like what's inexpensive?
Like $1,500.
Wow.
No kidding.
Night vision.
I would have thought way more than that.
Yeah, no, it's really our good friend Michelle Gandola. She's the PR representative for them. So she told me about it. She says, you have to get out and test this. Like, I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's going to work. It did work. I'm telling
you. That's cool.
It's great.
And you just put it right on one of your multifunction displays?
Yeah, yeah. You just wire it in. It's a RCA plug right into it. It's not a complicated.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It didn't even mount it on the hardtop. I've got it mounted on a ram mount on the one of the legs of the hardtop. Pointing forward, I'm telling you now.
That's slick. Cool.
Now I don't want to go running offshore long distance without it. It's very.
And
cool.
You can see logs and things like that.
Yes. Yeah, you can see it's stuff that you can't see on radar. You know, things that you wouldn't imagine you could see. I use it when we go out lobster fishing.
I was just going to ask, lobster buoys and that kind of stuff show up just fine.
Really great.
Wow.
Really great. There's so much light out there that you don't see with the naked eye.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm seeing lights. I go, where is that light coming from? Because I look out and there's no, you know, is it from a plane, a helicopter?
Wow.
There's just lights, you know. So
this is called?
It's called the Psionics D1 Nightwave. Nightwave D1.
So
yeah.
Psionics. I haven't heard of Psionics.
Yeah. They get their start in military. So they've taken military technology and law enforcement technology, and they're moving it over to into the marine market.
Just the coming back from, you know, like we our boat's in Mission Bay, and like it gets so, like everywhere does, it gets so corroded with lobster traps, yeah, outside of that channel that, man, just. And, you know, tuna fishing these days, you're always coming home in the dark. That would be so nice.
That's, yeah,
$1,500 to not have to deal with that would be so nice.
Yeah, yeah, you just flip it on because you can't see those, you know, styrofoam lobster buoys in the, you know, on radar.
Sure.
Yeah, totally.
It picks them up and you can say, okay, you know, I got to weep. Is this like a minefield coming into the harbors now?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just got to, you got to watch it.
So. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Good idea. So... You have two screens, so you put radar in one, and then the
side. No, I have a split screen.
Oh,
I have one. I have
one screen.
12-inch MFD. Okay. It's a little boat. I can't have. So I split the screen. I put. I'll put radar. I can split it three ways. So I can put chart plotter, radar, and night vision all on one screen.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I was speaking of multi screens. I was talking to a guy from Norris Lithium Batteries this past week, and he was telling me about a walleye fisherman that has 7 screens on a bass boat to, like the live scope screens.
Right.
I go, 7 screens? What do you need 7 screens? Well, you got to see this way and that way and everything like that.
Well, sometimes I wish I had 7 screens.
Cause yeah.
Sometimes they get a little small, you know. As I get older, it's tough to see them. But, no, it works out really well. The other hot stuff, you know, the LiveScope, you mentioned the LiveScope,
that's right,
coming on really strong. And now Garmin's got this LiveScope XR extended range. I think we're going to start to see what, you know, the sonar type versatility in the LiveScope coming up. I mean,
so that's applicable in saltwater?
Yeah, the XR is designed for saltwater. It's designed to see out 500 feet from the boat.
Whoa.
So what you're going to see is, you know, I don't think we'll ever be able to get an Omni sonar in a small boat, you know, that, and we won't be able to afford them either. But I think with the LiveScope, it's becoming affordable. I think we'll have to figure out a way not to mount it on a trolling motor. We got to mount it somewhere under the boat where we can run a little bit of speed and use that. But I think in the coming years,
yeah, the technology's growing and it's getting closer and closer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
So we'll be able to search out ahead of us, just like the sport boats. The private boaters will be able to search out, find tuna schools, find yellowtail under paddies, that sort of thing. So I think we're going to see that coming
up. That's
cool.
So you also write about boats and boat tests and things like that, right?
I do. I'm testing boats all the time.
And like what's been tested lately that you kind of turned your head and go, oh, that's pretty cool.
Well, you know what? I'm really impressed with the new catamarans, the new Power Cats, you know, from companies like Freeman and Invincible and Yellowfin's coming out with one. I think the cats ride so smooth. They ride, they're fast. We did a test where it was a test and a fishing trip where we launched out of Key West, Florida, and we were running to the Dry Tortugas. And that's like a 60, 70 mile run, depending on where you're fishing out on the Dry Tortugas. It's not an area where you typically just go out for the day and come back because it's like an overnight. You know, you got to get out there, you fish, you camp on the boat, or you have a mothership. And then you come back the next day. We did that. We reached the Dry Tortugas from Key West in like 70 minutes.
My.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We were flying. It was flat conditions, I'll say that. And we fished all day. We had a great day. We just like loaded the boat full of black grouper and mutton snapper. And we had what they call dolphin mahi. We caught all kinds of blackfin tuna. It was an incredible trip.
Wow.
We loaded the boat and then turned around, and 70 minutes later, we were back.
You're back in Key West.
Back in Key West drinking pina coladas.
Oh, that sounds cool. Yeah, these things now with these new giant engines, you know, some of those cats have 4 engines and a minimum of 2 engines, right?
I think that's what, you know, when you look at the whole trend toward high-speed center consoles, that's what's fueling it. It's not the boat design so much as the engine design. We're seeing 600 horsepower Mercuries and 4 of them on a 5 of them on a boat. Well, they have to build a boat to accept those. When that's what's it's you ask for chicken and the egg. It's the engine and then the outboard.
And then interesting.
Yeah, that's the way it's happening.
Yeah, and for a cool, you know, $1.5 million, $2 million, that could be zipping around, no problem.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so it's the price. Yeah, the pricing is getting out of hand, and so. If you're looking for a boat like that, you know, I guess you're going to have to be looking on the used boat market because it seems like the people buying these boats are constantly moving up to a bigger, more powerful boat. So you can pick up a used boat for maybe.
You said it best. Like, as that continues to become more and more popular, more and more boats come into the used market. And, I mean, you see the – there's no doubt, like, if you looked at the fleet of boats around here as little as 5 years ago, you didn't see any three-engine, bigger than 25-foot center consoles around. And now it's common practice.
Pretty common.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah, on my dock at the Konakai Marina there's a 42 Freeman that just came in with four 425 Yamahas on it. And every time I walk by, it's right in the front of the ramp there. Yeah. I just gawk at it. And I was asking Brandon Hayward, because I guess he knows the owner of the boat. Oh, a cool 1.4 or something like that boat, you know. So, yeah, it's like you got an extra 1.4 million.
I think I'll keep my little car.
Yeah. I'll keep my old Pacifica too, yeah, for sure. And you, the Parker, of course.
You got
it,
buddy.
Yeah. So let's talk about CCA. You're very active. And thank you for all your hard, generous labors with CCA. It's all volunteer, and you don't get a cent for it, but... Why are you so active in CCA?
Well, it goes back a ways. I don't know if you remember Proposition 132, which was the initiative, California initiative, became a California constitutional amendment that banned gill nets way back in early 1990s.
Yeah.
I worked hard on that. I worked with a lot of people who are active in CCA, including some people that aren't around anymore.
Yeah.
So... But I got active at that point and decided...
That was when United Anglers was around.
That's what United Anglers was formed to push Proposition 132.
Right. Yeah.
I worked with Bill Shedd. He was on that committee. Pat McDonald was on that committee. A lot of my good friends were on that committee, and we were successful. And then, as CCA got formed, I said, you know what? I got to get active again, you know. I have to start working toward leaving a better place for myself or for my kids and for my grandkids. And so CCA is the organization that I chose to work for. I'm a proud volunteer, a proud state board member for CCA, and also the chair of the marketing committee for CCA California.
Which is a very important thing because it gets the messages out for all the different functions that CCA does.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like everything ties into marketing.
Yeah.
Government relations, fundraising, kids' activities, everything ties in. You know, we got to let people know what we're doing.
And the important thing is getting people involved in CCA, because that's what happened with the Proposition 132, is getting people involved and making the state legislature understand this is an important thing for the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That got people really, really worked up, I think, you know, and we have issues like that happening now.
Yes, we do.
And one of the issues that you all know about is 30 by 30. I think Wayne's been on the show before and
he's
told you about what's going on. Well, I'm here to kind of report that we can notch a victory with 30 by 30. What we found out, and largely through the efforts of all our volunteer members and our staff, the Ocean Protection Council that heads up the coastal part of 30 by 30 has come out on the record and said there will be no... new MPAs, no expanded MPAs as part of the 30 by 30 process. They're not
MPAs,
going
MPAs, of course, being marine protected areas.
Yes, excuse me, marine protected areas or fishing closures.
Yeah.
So that's great news. We have them on video. We have them on their website. We have them in several instances saying now,
that.
As a result of our campaign, our Stop the Closures campaign, they've said, no, there will be no new MPAs or expanded MPAs.
That's huge.
Yeah.
It is. I think we can pause for a minute and say this is a great thing that CCA California did, and we have to thank our members, everybody who joined in the effort, everybody who worked hard on that campaign. It came in a very short period of time, I'll say.
Yeah.
It started in February, and by April, the OPC was saying, okay, there's not going to be any new MPAs.
Well, they were trying to steamroll the thing through. They were
trying to
get it undercover and just, like, get this thing through. The extreme environmental groups were just trying to sneak it in, shall we say. And it's like, thank God for CCA and your efforts and Wayne and Chris and all the people, Bill Shedd. It said, stop, wait a minute here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why it's so important to support CCA.
And there were a lot of discussions behind the scenes, I have to say. It's not just the marketing campaign.
Right.
There were a lot of backdoor discussions where we're saying, hey, you know, come on, you know, we don't need unwarranted marine protected areas.
Yes.
However, I have to say, okay, we've paused. We have a little celebration. However, now we're going into a process called the Marine Protected Area Decadal Management Review. And this is the 10-year, legally mandated 10-year review of the MPA network. There's 124 MPAs in, along the coast of California. 16% of the coast is covered by MPAs. What's going to happen as this MPA review takes place, there is going to be intense pressure from extreme environmental groups to expand the MPA network now because they kind of struck out.
They put their shot their shot and it didn't work, so they're going to go to the next next
opportunity. And we're already hearing it. If you listen in on the the Fish and Game Commission meetings, you're hearing them call in, attend, and urge the Fish and Game Commission to expand the number of MPAs. So we've got our work cut out for us. The fight has moved now to a new front, and it will begin on July 20th when the Marine Resources Committee, which is a subcommittee of the Fish and Game Commission, takes up the issue of the decadal review. So we're going to end up, we're going to work hard. I think there's reason for optimism. We've been we were successful with AB 3030 in getting that squashed. We were successful with the 30 by 30 executive order. There will be no MPAs as part of 30 by 30. Now we've got a new fight on our hands, but I have reason for optimism. I think we will prevail here, and we need it, but we still need everybody to join CCA. We need everybody to get behind this push.
What makes it work.
It is. That's what makes it work.
It's numbers. I mean, all the politicians care about is votes, and the more votes they can make happy, that's what it's all about.
I'm telling you, if we could get all 2.1 million licensed anglers in the state of California to join CCA California, we would be an unstoppable force.
Yeah.
We really would. For good, sure. For healthy marine ecosystems and for fishing access.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about.
Wow.
Yeah.
Obviously, you spend a lot of time and have a lot of knowledge about the efforts that Wayne and Chris and the entire CCA National, Bill, and everybody are doing there. And thank you for that. It's really great to hear. But like you said, you can't stop. I mean, you won victory and then you're on to the next thing, right? Immediately.
Right. You high five and then get right back into it.
Yeah. Because the environmental groups are doing the same thing.
I'm telling you. You know, Wayne, he's driving up and down the state. And outside the state, all the time. I would not want.
I would not want his job.
He's talking to everybody. He's going to every meeting. He's meeting with politicians and regulators all the time. He's the busiest man in California.
He is.
I'm telling you. But he's working for us, and I'm glad for that.
I really am glad. No, there's no question about it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We've just scratched the surface of Jim's knowledge here.
Yeah, today's going to be fun. I mean, obviously, we've heard about all the great stuff with the trailer boat, the electronics. We haven't even talked to the big thing. That's fishing, and that's
fishing,
what this guy loves to do.
And they're biting.
It's going to be a great show. So much fun. Looking forward to hearing catch reports today with all this great bluefin, all the great inshore fishing that's happening right now. It is going to be a lot of fun, and we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning if you want to participate in Let's Talk Hookup at 213-432-1090. One more time, the phone number, 213-432-1090. Phones are packing up. We do have an open phone line right now, mostly packed up, but there's a shot for you to get through. Also available through the show, text the show, Let's Talk Hookup. Such a fun option to text your questions into Let's Talk Hookup here this morning. Easy to do that. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And boy, if you enjoy listening to Let's Talk Hookup and you don't have it already, you really need to download that app. It's the easiest way to listen to the show. You can catch up with all the archive shows, and it's the only way to send in your questions through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure that you include your phone number, too, because we're giving away a cool prize, a guaranteed texter prize today. So check this out at the end of the show today. One lucky caller is going to win a pair of tickets to the CCA California Apps and Taps at Portuguese Hall in Point Loma. That's coming up June 17th. Plus, a full-day trip on board the San Diego at a C4 sport fishing.
That's for a caller.
That's an awesome prize for the caller. And a lucky texter is also going to win a pair of tickets to the Apps and Taps event. Again, it's June 17th. Portuguese Hall, a really fun event.
Super fun event.
Great food, great drinks, fun atmosphere, tons of prizes, a really cool opportunity. So, again, we're going to have a winner from the caller and from the texter today. If you want to get through, give us a call on the phone, 213-432-1090.
Threw in a little extra incentive for the caller there.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a trip on the San Diego and two tickets.
I,
to the absent test.
I think that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Old school. You know, taking care of the guy that got you there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so again, great prize for the caller with that absent taps and an opportunity to go fishing on board the San Diego. Phone number 213-432-1090 or send us a text to that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading your texts, so much great info with Jim Hendricks. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Years ago, there was a place called a service station. Friendly people that care. Well, that attitude is alive and well at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, and salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline low prices, great service, and free ice that they have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Low prices are not just at the pump. How many gas stations do you know that sell fishing license 24 hours a day or sell gourmet coffee for 99 cents or a complete sandwich meal including fountain drink for $6.95? Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's finally back. The Longfin and Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having the Shimano Super Sale Saturday, June 3rd from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's truly a big event with amazing sales on Shimano and almost everything else in the Longfin. After 2 years of COVID supply shortages, the Longfin is fully stocked and ready for this not-to-be-missed tackle sale. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on almost all fishing gear in their massive inventory. Every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 3rd. Shimano Day at the Longfin is one day only, Saturday, June 3rd, starting at 7 and open till 7. The Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. Check thelongfin.com. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. The label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. Well, that sure didn't take long. Those phones packed up real quick. Everybody's excited to talk to Jim. It's going to be obviously a very busy morning having such a great guy in here. But again, if you want to get your shot to get through, it's 213-432-1090.
Yeah, for sure. We just heard an announcement for the Longfin and Orange. Their big sale, the Shimano Day at Longfin a week from today up at the Longfin and Orange. That's a huge sale.
Been to it multiple times.
Yeah.
We always say the same thing. Nobody does a sale like Tom and Eric does, man. Those guys throw
They're
down
on it. You guys do pretty well.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but they do really well, and it's all, you know, all the Shimano gear and everything in the store is pretty much on sale. And Tom is Tom and Eric, like you say, are the masters.
Oh, they are they awesome. Yep.
And they haven't done one with COVID. They haven't done one for a few years, so I guarantee you they're pulling out all the stops.
No doubt.
So be sure to mark your calendar. Longfin and Orange next Saturday for their big Shimano big sale.
Sweet.
So don't miss it. Hey, great text here. This comes from... let's see, from Roden in Spanish Fork.
I really
yeah,
did
you see that?
Too.
It's a really good
super
one.
Cool.
Spanish Fork, Utah. I guess.
Yeah.
So is that Utah or Idaho? Idaho maybe.
I think Utah.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But Roden is a relatively regular caller texter. But
yeah.
I thought this was great.
Yeah. He says, "Hi guys, I'd like to share a conservation success story with you recently when fishing for sturgeon on the Snake River in Idaho. They started conservation efforts in the early 1970s. We were able to catch 15 sturgeon on a day trip, with four of them being 8 feet long. This was super fun trip with quality of fish, the beauty of the scenery, the jet rope ride up the river, just a great day. We are fishing with Captain Matt from Hammett Valley Fishing Adventures. This is another opportunity to use some of our heavier fishing gear that we have." And that's, he showed pictures of the fish. I mean, just unbelievable. But again, conservation efforts in not just in the ocean, but other places too, in the rivers and Snake River or wherever it is, are so important for the future of our fisheries.
Well, absolutely. You know, anglers were the original conservationists.
No question about
it. We want to catch fish, so we're intensely interested in healthy ecosystems, biomass, strong fisheries. CCA. Conservation is in our very name. So, first and foremost, conservation of the fisheries is what we're interested in. But we are always interested in access to those fisheries.
Yeah,
CCA believes in fisheries management. We don't believe, and we believe in conservation. We do not believe in protectionism, which is basically shutting down the fishery altogether.
Right.
We will abide by all fish and game rules. Just... let us go out there and catch some fish. We don't even mind seasonal closures.
And
we deal with those all the
time. And the difference is, here's proof. The other side really doesn't have a lot of proof. We have proof. This stuff works.
Yes.
The stuff that we're fighting for, it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the other side is just close it. Well, why wouldn't? Well, why would you? Don't worry about it. Just get it closed.
But
it's got to be better if it's closed.
Where's the proof that it is?
And sometimes the whole idea of closing an area backfires. With some of these marine protected areas, there have been urchin problems.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the groups of environmentalists have wanted to go in there and kill the urchins because they're eating all the kelp. Well, they created these marine protected areas. You can't touch them.
Yeah.
You can't even touch them in order to exercise good management practices. So they sometimes just closing the area altogether can backfire on you completely.
Whereas,
can have the opposite effect.
Right. Whereas before, urchin divers were in there and collecting them to sell to market.
Right.
But it had a double enhancement. It utilized the resource, but they also protected the future of the kelp beds.
Yes. Right. Right. So they were reducing the urchin numbers. They were selling them, and the kelp was thriving.
Yeah.
Now with the marine protected area, you can't do that. That's why marine protected areas are not the answer. Fishery management practices are the, and we believe strongly in fishery management practices.
So hopefully in this Decatur review, some of that will surface, do you think?
I believe so. I watched during the last Fish and Game Commission, two of the commissioners, including Commissioner Samantha Murray, said in the meeting, as she closed the meeting, she said, I'm beginning to come around. And by the way, she was the architect of the MPA network in California. She says, I am kind of coming around to the viewpoint that, humans have been fishing here since time immemorial. The indigenous people have been fishing here. Who are we now to say they cannot fish? So she, who believes very, very strongly in MPA, seems to be coming around and said this. So I believe that the Fish and Game Commission really won't have an appetite for major expansion of the MPA network. I just don't think that's going to happen. I mean, not only do you cut out recreational fishermen, you cut out indigenous peoples from going out there. Non-federally recognized tribes can't can't fish in MPAs. So I don't believe we're going to see a major expansion of the MPAs.
That being said, we can't let up.
No.
We have to keep the pressure on to educate these people why.
Right.
That's key.
Absolutely. So yeah. We need everybody. We need everybody to join CCA and put our voices behind our lobbyists, our executive director, and those people on the government relations side who are going to Sacramento, who are going to Washington, who are going to these Fish and Game Commission meetings and other meetings to let them, if we could throw all of our force behind them, they will be that much more powerful when
for
they go
sure.
to talk to the regulators.
Yep. Well, let's okay. find out what's biting.
You got it, bro. It's time for our Cast Tours Report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda. Hey, want to remind you, it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split rings and solid rings are made by Gamakatsu as well. Also, if you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hook, Gamakatsu has you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of sizes and styles. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda, with our Baja and Mainland Catch Report. What's up, Cass?
Hey, top of the morning to you.
Cass man.
Hey, man. Where's Pedro? Is he around? Is he in?
Yeah, I'm right here, Cass man. We were just talking about sturgeon, and, yeah, we're going to go do some of that field research in September up in Canada, right? Go catch some of those sturgeon.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, Dr. Gary and I just had such a great, fabulous trip last September. You know, we got like 16 of those big monsters in 3 days of fishing, and Pete, get your arms ready, man.
Start doing oh, boy.
That's cool.
Get that back in shape. Get those shoulders ready because you're going to be pulling on some big fish. Those are, you know, eight, nine, ten long, you know, 200, 300-pound fish that actually jump out of the water.
I was just going to say that.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's the thing, they'll get them jump around, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you got brother-in-law John to help you out, so
yeah,
tag team him, man.
That's yeah, cool. It's going to be a good time.
Anyway, you know, Just spent 4 days up at Sun River here in Oregon with grandsons and son-in-laws playing golf. What a trip. We had a good time, you know, getting those that grandfather-son and son-in-law's bonding. And so we had a really good time. But going to take them on a fishing trip later on this year. So they always look forward to that annual Wahoo Rumble in November that we do. And they really have a good time down there. But as far as fishing goes, Loretto, they're just starting to get some dorado in there. I think they brought one in this week. Danny or Chartermaster, their sit was about a 30-pounder. Not a lot of them. They're seeing a few jumping, but they're small. But it looks like it's going to be by June time, say middle of June, third week in June, it should be pretty solid dorado fishing up there in Loretto. But the yellowtail is still around. Not the numbers that we found them, you know, in April and May. But they're still there. But the Cabrillo fishing really good along the islands there, up close to the rocks there. Some nice Cabrillo and some dogtooth snapper being caught. And then down in southern Baja, down there at San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas, Baja Bob Phillips there from La Playita, who's been very, very kind in sending me those fish report once a week, indicating that there's some pretty big wahoo being caught. Not numbers, not a lot of numbers, but some 50, 60-pound wahoo. Tuna bite, it still hasn't really picked up like it should be this time of year, but up at the Iman, San Luis, and Vino Rama area, just around San Jose del Cabo there, they're getting some, you know, they're catching some 80, 90-pounders, but not in any numbers. So look for that bite to hopefully pick up here the next week or two. As far as the striped marlin bite goes, seems to be the main fish in town right now, doing some fairly good catches on the striped marlin. Mostly on the live mackerel or live caballito, and they're picking up a few on the troll lures. But anyway, some fishing going on. Look for it to really get big in Loretto by the end of June for those dorado, and of course down in San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas area. Look for that tuna bite to really pick up the next few days. But that's the report for this week. I'll talk to you boys next Saturday. I'm going to be heading down to Bay of LA with buddies Joe and Mike. On the 7th of June, we're going down there and fish those yellowtail down there and the Cabrillo. But looking forward to that trip. Anyway, right. Give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Cast man, great report as always. Glad to hear the good fishing up and down the beach. And Man, Pete, does anybody fish more than that guy?
No.
It's like, man, one trip after another.
Yeah.
I dig it.
82 years young, too. He keeps on rolling.
That's it, man.
Good for you, Cass, man.
I want to be Cass when I grow
up. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we all do. Hey, Cass, keep it up. Keep rolling, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
See you, buddy.
We'll do that.
Appreciate that. Hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to Jim. You've been trying to get through. Just keep trying.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a
busy morning.
No doubt about that. Let's start it off this morning with Tom, who's calling from Huntington Beach. Tom, thanks for getting started here on the phones this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just got back from Del Sol down there and just wanted to give you a short little story and an update on fish report. I was down in Punta, Colorado in 1980, and I had a picture of Cha-Cha, and I brought it down there and had a chance to see her. And I got to tell you, man, that woman's amazing. She is still running that whole show. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Fish report.
I think the boys are just the front, man. It's Cha-Cha that's really running the show. We know that.
Oh, unbelievable. Fish report, some marlin, few tuna under the port. And not much Dorado right now, but hopefully that'll change for you guys when you get back down there next week.
Yeah, for sure. And thanks for that report. Yeah, we have our 27th and last Rancho Leonero tournament coming up next week. So, yeah, thanks for the report. It sounds like fishing is starting to turn on
there. Yeah, I'm glad you had a good trip, Tom.
Yeah, appreciate the report this morning.
All right. Hey, we had a great text come through. This one says, with 30 by 30, what happened, he's asking Jim if you know what happened with the hunting aspect side of it. I'm a proud CCA member and curious if there's membership that Jim is aware of, like CCA, but for the hunting side of things. That's from Ryan and Anza.
Well, I wish I could tell you, and I'm so dedicated to fishing and that I haven't really picked up on the hunting side of things, but if you can contact us through our website at ccacalifornia.org, I'll try to fill you in on what's going on. I'll try to find out what's going on the hunting side of things let you know who one of our alliance partners are, because we do have partners with CCA where hunters are interested in access. They want to make sure they get access, just like fishermen want access to their resources.
Sure.
So if you contact us through ccacalifornia.org, I'll try to get back to you with that information.
Perfect. Hey, thanks a lot for that for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
That sounds good to me. How about this time we talk to Joey? Joey's calling us from Riverside this morning. What's up, Joey? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, fellas. Hey, I'd like to know about something about a nice small Shimano reel. What kind would you put out for a 30-40 pound reel? Which model?
A favorite 30-40 pound reel? Man, for me, that would be a real toss-up between a Trinidad 20A and a Talica 10. So both really good options. And, you know, maybe throw a Torium 20 in there, too, based on, you know, on budget. So Trinidad 20, without question, the best free-spooling star drag casting reel ever made. If you're wanting to cast a surface iron or a Colt sniper, there's nothing that casts as good as that in the world. Torium of the same size would give you similar performance at a lot easier on the pocketbook, but again, not quite Trinidad good. And then the flip side would be going Talica 10 for like my 30-40 pound
reel. Or Speedmaster.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. And that's going to give you power, low gear, better for when the fish is attached. You know, your single speed star drag is always going to fly line of bait better. It's going to cast something light better. But Talica is a fantastic casting reel if you're wanting two speed. So maybe base it a little bit on the type of fishing that you're doing. If it's more offshore tuna fishing, maybe go the route of the two speed. And if what you're doing is a little more inshore casting surface iron, fishing yellows, then maybe go the route of the Trinidad or Torium.
Ah, okay. And Jim, you have an input on that?
Yeah.
You have a favorite?
You know what? I love the Talica 50 for trolling, and I love the Talica 25 for casting and jigging. Those are my two favorite reels.
Yeah, good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot. Hope that helps you out a lot. Jim, you had some input on hunting.
I did. I just got a text from Wayne. He filled me in.
Wayne's always on.
He is. He's texting me. He said there are two organizations that the caller asked about that might look into. One is the San Diego County Wildlife Federation. The California and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. Okay. And there's also the Safari Club International. He says those are three great organizations that are CCA California Alliance partners with us.
Ah.
And you and the caller can look into those.
And, okay. And all supportive of all the conservation efforts that CCA is doing, as well as what the, and we're supportive of what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. And support conservation and they support access. Those are the two main issues.
Two main issues. Yeah. Hey, great text here from Chris in Ventura. He says, is it true that they're going to open up cow cod areas next year? We have a lot of MPA closures up here in the Channel Islands, which is so true up there.
Yes. Well, they will be opening up the cow cod conservation areas. That doesn't mean we can go out and catch cow cod out there, but they will be opening them up for fishing, for rock cod fishing, particularly the surface waters.
I mean, for
the pelagics.
Yeah.
And that is thanks to work of CCA California.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you think that there's a possibility that you might have a some kind of bag limit, small bag limit for cow cod? Do you see that?
I'm gonna express a personal opinion here. I believe there should be.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily CCA California's position. But we're just catching way too many cow cod now.
It's not even an uncommon thing anymore.
No, we're catching out. You go out to the 9 Mile Bank and you see 16 boats out there and they're fishing they're catching cow cod and unfortunately they're having to release them.
Yep.
And
and there's a percentage of those that aren't making it back.
Yeah, I just did a study. Actually, I wrote a story about a study that cow cod, in particular, there is no under best practices, descending a cow cod is not successful. It will not survive if you catch it below 600 feet.
Wow. Really? Yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. This is a NOAA study.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
NOAA study. They just did it. They just published it. It was a 15-year study. Well, I would say this. No rockfish survived being released when caught below 600 feet.
Yeah.
So if you catch them below, listen, we're going to catch cow cod if we're fishing that deep.
It's going to happen.
You know, we might catch yellow eye, for that matter. We might catch other protected species. I believe, personally, once again, I'm going to say this is just my personal belief, they should open up a limit on cow cod. It could be one per day. It could be, five per year, whatever, but we need, you would have to get a permit. But we need, unfortunately, we're not, they've opened up these depths for whatever reason. Now we're catching these fish, they're not going to survive when we try to descend them. So we need to be able to keep a cow cod or two that we catch.
Yes, I agree 100%.
I got a great text that kind of follows up the same line of that. It says, good morning, everyone. Awesome show like always. My question for Jim is, what do you do when you catch a black sea bass? What's the best way to release it? What's the best way to descend it? Do you need to report it? And also, what's the best way for a new member to sign up for CCA? That's all from Jim and OB. So great
question.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate the question. Yeah, we do that. Just like the cow cod, we catch a lot of black sea bass. Giant sea bass is the proper name. So the best way to release a giant sea bass is not to puncture it. Please, that used to be what the best practice is. It's no longer the case. You need to descend it. A lot of times, if you just keep it at the surface, I've actually had success taking the sea bass, if it's small enough, picking it up and actually just pushing it down as deep as you can get it. And a lot of times, that'll give them enough oomph to get down to the depth.
Kind of give them a little revive for a little bit, and then giving them a big shove down.
Right.
We put the butt of the gaff in their mouth and push them down with that thing.
One.
So, gives them another 8 feet. Exactly like Jim said, it's just like you just got to break that starter 1 or 2 feet, and it's just kind of, and then boom, and they shoot back down.
So the other thing that we've done when we haven't been successful doing that, if we get a 250-pound fish, is we've taken the fish forward, put a small hook with 30-pound test in its lip or the corner of its mouth, tied it to the anchor chain or the anchor itself, and then slowly lower the anchor down.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And that carries the fish down deep enough it can survive.
And you have enough weight on the anchor to get them down.
Right, right. And then I just, you know, get tight on the anchor and pull up really tight, you know, to snap that line.
And you probably want to, the hook you put in, you probably want to make it barbless?
Yes, yeah. Very small hook, you know, we don't want anything big in that fish. And that's just enough to carry it down.
Good suggestion.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You just heard us talking about Talica and how great that reel is. What about Speedmaster? Here is an alternative to a fantastic two-speed reel for close to half the price.
Yeah, right? I mean, I always say the same thing when it comes to Speedmaster. Speedmaster is half the price of Talica, but it's a lot more than half the reel. You know, it's a fantastic...
It's not a Talica, but it's a fantastic reel.
You got it. It's a great option, way easy on the budget, you know, in the $200 to $400 range, depending on what size you're after. And, I mean, very capable reels, great free spool, excellent drag, lots of torque, very good-looking reels, and very, very capable, especially with this great bluefin fishing we're having right now. Whether it be sinker rig fishing, knife jigs, big fish, trolling a Mad Mac, there's a Speedmaster that's right for everything we're doing right now.
Yeah, check it out, the Shimano Speedmaster and the Shimano Talica at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Jim. Been a very busy morning on the phone, but still plenty of opportunity to get you through. 213-432-1090.
Let's jump in the phone.
Sounds good to me. Ed and Mira Mesa is up next with us here on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Ed?
Hi, guys. Jim, I'm wondering, okay, if I join, you know, the CCA, well, I have joined, but does the money that the donations and that, does it stay here or does it go to other, like Florida or Texas?
Good question.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yes, a portion of your membership, it's $40 a year, a portion of your membership goes to CCA National, which is but you should understand CCA has state chapters all over the country, all in the coastal states all over the country. So, yes, a portion of that does go to National, but a big portion of it stays here too. And if you buy a life membership to CCA California, which is $1,000, and you don't, and it's good for your entire life, as the name might imply, almost all of that money stays with CCA California. So you have your choice. You can renew on an annual basis at $40 a year. Or you can buy a life membership and become a life. I am a life member.
I'm a life member.
Yeah.
Yep.
So life membership is something.
And all of that goes to CCA California.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
So we had a question earlier about the best way to sign up for CCA California. visit ccacalifornia.org to sign up. You can fill out your membership information there and sign up. The other way, and I'm gonna promote an event we have coming up here in San Diego on June 17th, the Taps and
Apps and Taps. Yeah,
Brewfest. It's I just learned recently we've got 60 sponsors for this.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's like I said. Wow.
The San Diego chapter with David and the whole gang there, Arnie, they're doing such a great job. It's such a great group that they've been working diligently at making this thing. And the event. Did you go last year?
I did. I'm going this year.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun. It's a great time.
Yeah.
And super fun. It's like a brew fest. They have a bunch of different breweries there, right? How many? Did they
ten.
Say how many? They have 10 different breweries.
Ten breweries or distilleries. We've got, we've got a lot of breweries like, let me see, McAnally Brewery, Califino Brewery, Alesmith, Cutwater, Salty Crew, Insane, Burning Bread, B&S Brewery, Little Miss. And then there's also Papa's Pilar Rum's going to be there, and Califino Tequila will be there.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
And some great food, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where the apps come in.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it's very reasonably priced and just a super fun group. And they have phenomenal raffle, too, right?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Raffle, silent auction, live auction.
Yeah.
It's going to be, it gets started at the, it's going to be at the United Portuguese Center.
Right.
And it gets started at 4 in the afternoon and goes till 8. I'm looking forward to
it.
I'm bringing my wife. You know, I said we're gonna spend the weekend here.
Yeah, I brought my wife last year and she had fun, which is great. Yeah,
yeah.
And it's a great venue too, right there in Point Loma. As I headed down to Shelter Island, you can't miss the United Portuguese Hall there. And it's outside. They have a band.
Old fun. Old Guys Rules gonna be there. And when you, it's $75 per person, and when you buy, it includes your 1 year membership to CCA California.
Yeah.
So you can.
Which is normally $40. Now, so if you already have a membership, it just basically extends it by 1 year.
It does. It tacks it on to whenever your membership is due to expire, it tacks it onto that, so you have another 12 months tacked onto that. So it'll be a great event. So that's the other way you can join is just come and have a good time and become a member of CCA California.
And Jim was who texted us in that question. He was from Ocean Beach, right on the other side of the hill. That's the absolute best way for you to join.
And then
hang out.
Last weekend was the LA chapter.
That's
and
right.
You went to that, right?
I did.
You're just a busy guy.
That was so much energy at the South LA chapter barbecue. It was just, crazy, insane. People were bidding. You know, I saw somebody pay $1,000 for a fishing rod.
Nice.
Like, wow.
Well, all the money goes to CCA, and and to the question that we just had, previous caller said, all that money raised at the local chapters, like the LA chapter, like the Orange County chapter, like the Riverside chapter, like the San Diego chapter, all of that money at these events goes right to CCA California.
That goes directly
100%
directly into the fight for fishing access and conservation.
Yep.
So if you show up, be prepared to buy some raffle tickets or guaranteed if you get the silent auction because you can just outbid everybody else.
There you go. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including a part I'm really ready for, the catch report, and it's going to be a good one. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a ProPower onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.